Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. Welcome to my overview for the waning moon cycle that will cover most of the month of May, from May 7th through the 22nd. We're now in the time past the full moon, when the moon is losing light and moving closer to Earth again after having pulled away to collect messages and information and energy from places farther away. We're moving from the full moon in Scorpio to a new moon in Gemini, a very different energy. And making that shift is going to be an interesting one, established during this waning cycle, and then continuing forward. Because on the one hand, we've got an interesting shift of the nodes of the moon into Sagittarius and Gemini, and a lot of Gemini energy, and yet we also have a lot of retrogrades, slowing things down, having us look within, reflect, revise, rethink, revisit. So let's start with the key dates for the points that we're going to mark as we move from full to new. First, we have the disseminating moon, which will be in Capricorn, on Sunday, May 10th at 3:23 in the afternoon. All these times are going to be in Eastern Daylight Time. Waning trine moon also in Capricorn, very late Capricorn, on Monday, May 11th, at 8:24 p.m. The last quarter moon will be in Aquarius on Thursday, May 14th, at 10:03 a.m. The waning sextal moon will be in Pisces on Sunday, May 17th, 3:13 p.m. We'll enter the balsamic phase with the moon in Aries on Monday, May 18th at 12:15 p.m. And then finally, we'll have the new moon in Gemini on May 22nd. But more about that new moon later on. Let's look at what happens on the way there. Thank you. recording this on Saturday night, May 9th, about 10:30 p.m. And since that full moon in Scorpio, the moon has moved through Sagittarius. An adventuring, exciting, new, generous, expansive, exploratory energy for the moon, as if that intense Scorpio insight was transformed into an adventure that the moon could then go on. But when we reach the disseminating moon, she will have just entered Capricorn, and she will be trining Uranus, and Mercury will be trining Jupiter, Mars will be trining the North Node, and Mercury will be squaring Mars. So there's a lot of communication going on here, and a lot of combinations that speak to the idea of movement and the idea of stasis. The idea of freshness, newness, youth, the idea of the past, of the elder, of the old, of constituted authority, and how we find the balance between those two. Great ideas are great, this disseminating moon might be telling us, but to make things happen in the world, we need solid action. Not just flighty thoughts, not just high ideals and great principles, but the ability to get our boots on the ground and get things done. So, this disseminating moon, every disseminating moon, is a time for sharing, a time for putting out into the world what we learned at the full moon. It may be, it looks to me like, the sharing phase this month will call for sharing action plans. In other words, people are not going to be looking for, listening for what we think, or even necessarily what we feel, not at this disseminating moon, or what our ideals are. They're going to want to know what we want to do, what we plan, what actions we're going to take, and why we're going to do them. Within that disseminating phase, we reach a trine. This will be a waning trine. And this is a moment of harmonious insight, realization, a positive flow of energy that the trine represents. This waning moon is also going to be in Capricorn, late Capricorn. And before the moon gets here, a couple of other things will have happened to begin to create that shift of energy that I mentioned at the beginning. One, in terms of slowing things down, Saturn will have stationed retrograde. This will happen on May 11th, but at 12:09 a.m., just after midnight. Also, Mercury will have entered Gemini. So that's an energy of speeding things up, getting active. Mercury rules Gemini. Mercury loves Gemini. This is an empowered time of curiosity and exploration and excitement. That's going to happen at 5:58 p.m., about 3 hours before we reach the waning trine. So as that's happening, Saturn stationing retrograde in the first degree of Aquarius and Mercury entering Gemini at zero Gemini, they create a trine. They're talking to each other. Saturn is moving back toward Capricorn. He's about to revisit that heavy place he's been for the last 3 years. He loves it there. We might not. And Mercury has moved into his own sign. So here's again that juxtaposition of the old, slow, reflective past and the young, curious, moving in a new direction future. talking to each other. So the theme I feel for this waning trine is one of legacies. One of the things that America is known for in Europe, say, many countries in Europe, where many of our white population has come from, is that we believe here that we can reinvent ourselves, that the past is something we can set aside when we get on that boat, get on that plane, and come over here. It means nothing. It has no hold on us. And people who have a stronger connection with their past, historical family past, know that's not true. And so part of what's happening during this waning cycle, I feel, is we are bringing... So part of what I feel is happening during this waning cycle is we are being brought up against that. What are the legacies of our past, collective and individual, that are both positive and negative, worth celebrating, worth carrying consciously into the future, and worth leaving behind, a process which may require some acknowledgement, some healing, some reparation? We're going to begin to explore that topic. The moon will move to conjunct Saturn and trine Mercury on May 12th at 3:18 in the afternoon, emphasizing that very thing once again. During this time, Mars has been sitting in the final degree of Aquarius, trining that north node newly in Gemini, and will enter Pisces before we reach the last quarter moon on Wednesday, May 13th at 12:17 a.m., again, not too long after midnight. That day, also before we reach the last quarter square, Venus will station retrograde at 2:45 a.m., just a few hours after Mars enters Pisces. Once again, we have a shift, slowing down, but yet continuing to focus on energies related to, about, the future. We reach the last quarter moon, a square between the sun and moon, on Thursday, May 14th at 10:03 a.m. The sun will be at 24 Taurus, the moon at 24 Aquarius. Let's view this particular square, Taurus to Aquarius, as a reflection. The sun in Taurus, what is, what exists, both the natural world and the built world as we currently know it. The moon in Aquarius, about ideals, visions, principles, theories, what could be, our interpretation of what is and what has been. And again, as we're seeing in this particular cycle, there's a lot of other connections. The sun trines Pluto and to Jupiter. The moon trines Venus and the North Node. The moon is sextile Eris, the chaos goddess. So what do we make of this? Again, we are asked to reflect, to consider, considere with the stars. What are we being guided to look at here, if not this transition from past to future, from what has been to what will be, what can be, and what we are going to make of it? Within the last quarter phase, there is another harmonious aspect, a sextile. The waning sextile, this cycle, will have the moon in Pisces. by the time we reach the waning sextile, all three of our heavy hitters from recent months and years will be retrograde. Pluto already was, Saturn just stationed, Jupiter will station. The Moon, at 26 degrees of Pisces, will be squaring the nodes. What dreams are we forming about where we want this new world to go? The old one is gone. What do we imagine? What do we fear? This is Pisces, after all. About the one to come. We'll reach the balsamic moon on Monday, May 18th at 12:15 p.m. with the moon in Aries. By the time we get there, the moon will have sextiled Saturn. A Saturn retrograde in Aquarius, sextiled by a moon newly in Aries. The moon will be sextile Mercury at the time of the balsamic moon, when we enter this phase, having been conjunct both Chiron and Lilith. So here we are in the final quiet, dark phase of releasing before we get to the new moon. And we have the fiery, high energy moon in Aries. What do we do here? We get the information that sextile to Mercury in Gemini is telling us what we need to know. Downloads of more information and pieces of stuff to consider from Mercury in active Gemini than we probably know what to do with. So in this waning cycle that has spoken to us about making peace with the past, reaching new understandings of it, and exploring ideas of what's to come, I think this balsamic moon calls on us to be a bit ruthless, to take some risks, to make some decisions about what we're going to toss over the side as we move decisively toward the future with a new moon in Gemini. Lots to explore here. Opportunities to be both reflective and active. Looking back toward the past, collective and individual, and gathering information from the future. All in aid of moving forward with our individual lives and our societies in a world that decisively is not the one we knew and will not be going forward. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. In this process, I wish for each of you and your families and communities to be well, to be as well as possible, and to have the supports that you need. And for those of us, whatever difficulties we may face, who find ourselves in privileged positions, that we may find ways to reach out to those in need, those under attack, and to offer our support there. As always, thank you for listening.